Okay, so here on Daf Kufa Medeis, it begins the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, whether there's a din of Kiddush B'Makom Suda or not. And Shmuel holds, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. So the Gemara has a Kasha Duf Kufalif Omer Aleph, Shmuel, according to Shmuel, that holds Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda, Lamele L'Kiddushi B'Bei Knishta. Why do we make Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses? And the Gemara answers, La Puke Orchem Yedei Chayvasan Da Achlu V'Shasu V'Gonu B'Bei Knishta. In order to be mighty, the guests that are in the Beis HaMedrash who eat there. So where do we know that there's a din of Kiddush B'Makom Suda? So the Rashbam brings Kiddush Parshina Tama L'Kamei Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda D'Ksiv B'Karasa L'Shabbos Oineg B'Makom Sha'ata Koyra L'Shabbos Kolei Mekriya the Kiddush Shom Tehei Oineg. Where you say Kiddush B'Karasa L'Shabbos Oineg, when you make Kiddush, which is the Kriya Shom Tehei Oineg, so there's a din of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Agav, you should know Stamazel when you get down to Shulchan Aruch that in the sugya Sashas, the only type of Kiddush B'Makom Suda that we find is making Kiddush and eating the Suda in the same place. However, the Rishonim say that time is also a hefsek. They don't say exactly how much, but they're mechadish that Kiddush B'Makom Suda means that it's right next to each other, so you shouldn't even be mafsik with time. But that's a bzinder sugya. Anyway, I'll call upon him. L'maisa, the pasuk of a karasa l'shabbos einig is a pasuk in Yeshaya. So the pashtus is that the din of Kiddush B'Makom Suda is a drabanon, and the pasuk is an asmach to be alma. There's no din deraisa that you have to have Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Kiyadua, Rabbi Kiveger says in Shulchan Aruch that a person is yaitza Kiddush when he says Kiddush in Shema Nesrei. Asher Al Kain, there's the famous kasha that the Rabbi Kiveger asks, how could you be mighty your wife with Kiddush? She's mechuyevus with Kiddush Midrash if she didn't daven Marv. And when you daven Marv, you were yaitza Kiddush Midrash in Shema Nesrei because you said Mekadosh HaShabbos. So you ate a Kiddush without wine and without a Suda Midiraisa. So now you're only Mukhuyev Midirabonon to make Kiddush B'Makom Suda, and she's Mukhuyevis Midiraisa. So how could you be mighty? That's from Kivager's Kasha. How could you be mighty to your wife if you're only Mukhuyev Midirabonon and she's still Mukhuyevis Midiraisa because she didn't daven Marv? I'll go upon him, Rav Rishonim hold that Kiddush B'Makom Suda is a Midirabonon, but the Rosh here in the Sugya hold that Kiddush B'Makom Suda is a Midiraisa, and he doesn't say where he gets it from. It's a Midiraisa, he just says it is. And I grad a saw in the Shurim from Rabbi Yashav, that Rabbi Yashav Agav, he says that Avada the Pshat is it would be Alochol Moshe Mesinai, according to the Shitas Rosh that says that it's a Midiraisa. There is no Raif in the Pesukim for such a thing. The only Pasuk we have is a Pasuk in Yirmiyah. So Mamela, it would have to be a Midiraisa. If you would say that it would be a Midiraisa, so it would be, it would by definition be Alochol Moshe Mesinai, and the Kroz of Simach to be Alma. There's a very interesting Shaila that I once saw the Tzitz Eliezer, which is a very, very important Shaila L'Chaira. From the Rush over here, I don't know why he doesn't mean this Rush. I mean, L'Chaira to Mepur Shirush. What's the Shaila? L'Chaira, when a person has a Chiv, let's say that Midiraisa, you're Yaitza Kiddush, even without Yayin or not Shalei B'Makom Suda. The Chazal said that you have to make Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So L'Chaira, a person does not have the right to make Kiddush Shalei B'Makom Suda. A person can't say, I don't want to do the Drabanan and I want to just do the Deraisa. A person doesn't have a right to do that. You can't say, okay, Midiraisa or Yaitza, even if you don't have a Suda, so I'm going to make Kiddush tonight, make the Bracha Mekadosh Shabbos when I come home without wine, without a Suda. You're not allowed to do that. Chazal say, Ain't Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Not only if you make a Shalei B'Makom Suda, you're mechuyev to do it over again in order to be yotzei the din d'rabbanan, but it's pashat asur, you're not allowed to do it. They said Ein Kiddush B'Makom Suda, which means you can't even do it. So there's a shaila, an interesting shaila that I once saw the Tzitz Eliezer about a person who was on intravenous and he couldn't eat. He was Talmud Chacham, and he couldn't daven either. So Ramele couldn't be yotzei the Kiddush D'rabbanan in tefillah. So the Tzitz Eliezer had a shaila that he paskin for him whether he's allowed to make Kiddush without a Suda. If he allowed to make kiddush, lechatchila without wine, without eating, because he wants to be to the din deraisa. So the shaila that he's asking is only, according to the Rashi, won't be yotze. So the Rebbe Kasha doesn't begin.
But then the question is whether or not you're
chayav
b'suda.
What do you mean?
If you're chayav b'suda, then you have to make kiddush b'makom suda. Not chayav b'suda, then I don't have to make kiddush. So I have no chiv b'etzem to make kiddush.
That's your svara. I mean, okay. Yeah, but he's not going according to the rush. He's asking the shaila halacha that we paskin that midiraisi yaitza shalei b'makom suda. Except midirabbanan, there's a din you have to make kiddush b'makom suda. So is this guy allowed to lechatchila make kiddush? He can't drink wine. He's not going to be able. He asks more. Kol Yisrael areivim zelazes. Someone wanted to make kiddush for him, but if he's not mechuyif to make kiddush b'chiyai gavna, you can't make kiddush for him. If you're going to say that he's anonymous and he's butter from kiddush. Anyway, so.
Could you define what you mean by kiddush?
He makes a bracha, the Kaddish Shabbos. Amai chulu, the bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem, Lakem Acholam, Asher Kiddushanam, Mitzitzav, Bahara, Overatzavanam, Shabbat, Kotche, that bracha. So that's a kiddush. That's a kiddush deraisa. I mean, you're yaitse the deraisa with that. Anyway, I'll call upon him. So he brings some achrainim, but it's really a mug in Avraham that he wants to be the diagram that you could. And he brings some achrainim that are chaylik on this mug in Avraham. But then he brings a tzlach in Brachis where the Gemara says there's a shaila by Yak Nahaz, what comes first, Yayin, Kiddush Yayin. So the Gemara says that the Yayin is a goyrim shekiddush etavay. Yayin is more important because it's goyim that kiddush should come. So the tzlach over there, Teicha Pilpul, the tzlach of Brachas asks, what do you mean yayin is goyim that the kiddush should come? Let's say a person is stuck in the midbar on Shabbos, and he doesn't have any wine. So Avadi has to make kiddush without wine, took the tzlach. The Noidi Bita says the mefurish in the tzlach. I think I have a tzlach, I don't know if I want to read it because it'll take too long, but the tzlach says the mefurish, it's a mefurish tzlach. I mean, he's being mefalpul, Teicha Dvara, but you see that the tzlach nems on for a davar pashit. He assumes for a davar pashit that if a person would be in the midbar and he's oinus because he doesn't have any food, so that he would do that to be yotze the deraisa.
Why would his davening count?
Well, he could. Let's say he could daven the din of a sitter. The din is lashon letzlach bim kain. Okay. Shitas Rav HaPaiskim Shein Edvar Torah. Shitas Rav HaPaiskim is that Kiddush B'Makom Suda and Yain is not a Dvar. Okay. Mishahu B'Midbar Ve'ein Lo Shum Kais Ve'Lo Pas Havadai Shal Kol Panim Mutil Alam Chayves HaKiddush Shal Torah U'Mechuyiv L'Kaddush B'Li Kais. How can the Gemara say the Birchas HaYayin is more choshev because the only reason why you're making Kiddush is because of the wine? Okay, that's not as if the Noidim Yudas Kashya Brachas of the Gemara that says that the Boya Priya Gothen causes that you should say Kiddush, so the Noidim Yudas Kashyas, it's not so. Because there's going to be cases where you can't be Din Yais in the Din of Kiddush Al Yayin or Kiddush Al Suda, and I'm not even Mukhim to do the Din Diraisa, and my Kiddush Bechiai Gavda that you're in the Midbar. So that's his Kashya over there. But Al Kapodim, you see that if a person is an Anus, and he can't be Mekayim the Din of Kiddush B'Makam Suda, Avadda, the Noidim Yehuda, assumes for a davar pashit that the person should be yotze the din deraisa. Now, if you're not an anus, it's clear that it's usher to do it. You can't come home one time and say, you know, I don't want to eat, but I want to be yotze kiddush deraisa. That you certainly can't do. You see that from the Gemara. But if you're not eating, you can't make kiddush, because Shmuel said to his Talmidim, you should eat over here because you're going to go home and it's going to be dark and you're not going to eat. And we should also let them chach be din the din. You could say that he was concerned about the din deraisa. Bonin also, but that's a double plush, but you're not allowed to do it. So Bemisin, there's a rush over here, which is a fascinating rush. L'chair, we should bring a ride to this. The rush brings a sheet of Rabbeinu Nissim, but Rabbeinu Nissim held, and he has a Yushalmi Rabbeinu Nissim, but that which we say Kiddush b'makom suda. If you have to make kiddush b'makom suda, but if it's shalei b'makom suda, you can't make kiddush. That's only if you didn't have in mind to go someplace else. In other words, we hold ein kiddush ela b'makom suda. So if I make kiddush here, I can't point A, place A, I can't go to place B. But Anisim is brought in the rush held that when I make kiddush, I have the das to go to the other place. That's not a concern of shalei b'makom suda. And he brings the raya from Yerushalmi. So, I mean, Lamaisa, our Gemara is not mashma like that. Because our Gemara, he has a kasha on Shmuel. According to Shmuel, the whole day, Kiddush Elba Makam Suda, what are you making Kiddush for in the Shul? Nobody's eating there. Threat the rush. What do you mean nobody's eating there? So there's people in Shul that don't know how to make Kiddush when they go home. So I can make Kiddush for them according to Rabbeinu Nissim if they all have in mind to go home. So then there won't be a chesaron of kiddush b'makom suda. So if they have in mind to go home, it'll be good. So the rush brings a raya from our gemara that l'chayra. You see, even though Rabbeinu Nissim brings a raya from the Yerushalmi that there is such a thing that it's not a chesaron of kiddush b'makom suda, but you see, the Bavli l'chayra doesn't hold like that. That's in the first glance, and the rush tries to fanfare it. Maybe, but I'll compare them. La halacha, the Rush does not accept what Rabbeinu Nissim. He does not hold that you could make kiddush with in mind to go someplace else. So Rabbeinu the Rush says, the hashda paruch shaper l'shmuel. The Gemara has a very good kasha. Koncha Shmuel la melei l'kedusha bebe knishta. Why should you make kiddush in the base knesses? In ein tnai moyel lotzeis bebe. So you can't make a tnai in your mind that are going to be yaitza at home. So how can you make kiddush shalei b'makom suda to bracha v'atala? U'mahashta havi bracha l'v'atala imein sham orchem. And if there's no orchem, there's a bracha v'atala. So he brings the Rabbeinu Yoina. But Rabbeinu Yoina pirish the eina. So this is mamash the benegei of this shaila that the Tzitz Eliezer posed. L'chayr it's a before shirash. I'm going to read it to you. The Rabbeinu Yoina pirish the eina bracha levatala. Rabbeinu Yoina says if there's no archim there, it's not a bracha levatala. Dahadam minin dein kiddush el b'makom suda hayne mijabana. That which we say that you have to have kiddush b'makom suda as a drabana. V'zayim b'chur rabbanim mikrei v'kros l'shabbos einim. V'yikra kiddush minatayru. V'yikra kiddush is minatayru. K'diksiv zachrei ala yayin b'kinisa hilkach. K'ivit sheyesh b'nei adam she'enim yoyim l'kaddish. No'agu l'kaddish b'beis ha'kadasis k'dei sheyetu yidei kiddush minatayru. So what is Rabbeinu Yoina saying? Rabbeinu Yoina is saying that the Gemara L'maskona says that the reason why according to Shmuel you make kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses is because there's orchim there. Asher al kein, the Rush says if there's no orchim, it's going to be a bracha levatala because ain't kiddush el b'makom suda. So Ben Yerayin says it's not a bracha levatala. Why? Because you yaitz the din deraisa. So that's why they were no kain. What do you mean you're no kain? It's Asher Lasley's kain. That was a Tzitz Elezer Shaila. There's orchim there. The fact that you're yaitza the din deraisa, the fact that you're yaitza the din deraisa doesn't give you license to go do it like that. You can't go do it like that. You're mechuyev to make kiddush b'makom suda. Once Chazal say that kiddush b'makom suda, you have to make kiddush b'makom suda. You're not allowed to go say, okay, I want to be yaitza the din deraisa. I don't want to be mechayev the din derabon tonight. You're not allowed to do that. That's the Tzitz Eliezer Shaila. And he brought some achrayim to hold like that. He had to go bring a raif, matzlach, that if a person is an oines, you're allowed to do it. But here, what Rabbeinu Yoina is saying is a very shver zach. Rabbeinu Yoina is saying that the minig that we have to make kiddush in shul is because al koponim, they'll be yoitz of the din deraisa, because you're yoitz of the din deraisa, even though it's not an oinus, unless we want to consider it an oinus, because they didn't know how to make kiddush, so we had no breira. But if that's the case, we clear have a raya to what the Tzitz Eliezer says, that if a person cannot be mekayim the din derabanan, he's an onus on the din derabanan, you're allowed l'chadchila to go be mitzvah yourself, be deraisa. That's l'chayra. This is his shaila. It's l'chayra before Shir Rabbeinu Yoina. That's what Rabbeinu Yoina is saying. I don't know how to get out of this. You're this Yeshua, be sure. He has got some tshuva about this in Tzitz Eliezer. He brings a raya to Noda Beautis, before Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina might be saying even more than he's saying, but okay, so let's say that if a person is in Amartz, he doesn't know how to make Kiddush when he goes home. So they started the minig. They started the minig because he's considered like an honor. He can't help himself. So you're lechatchila going and compromising the drabbanan and saying, I'm only going to do the deraisa. So what's the shaila? So based on this, if you could do that, so why shouldn't the person who's an intravenous be able to make Kiddush, make the brach without wine?
Because they want
that their eyes should
be
mechuyim,
so they're
going to be. But that's the shaila. You don't have. That's kufa the shaila. That Sicilia is clarifying. Take a look at the tshuva. It's in chaylik yud beis simchav dal. You don't have a right to do it a different way. Say I only want to be yaisa the din dras. You can't do that. The Chazal said you have to do it like the shemna. Could you say I want to be? The Chazal said you have to be yaisa the mitzvah of tefillah by saying shemna esrei. Are you allowed to say that I don't want to do that? Are you allowed to bench by saying your own brachas? Once Chazal were kevei, then this is the way. But you have a right to say, what do you mean? You're even interested in the rabbanan. Chazal say you have to do this way. You can't say I want to hop around the dry stuff. I'm not interested in the rabbanan today. You can't do that. It's Asr. It's my Asr. Asr Lasse's Cain. You can't do that. You can't say, I want to be Yitzhak to the Din Derei, so I'll bench, I'll make my own bracha. So in the case of Oinus, a Shaila, maybe you're not allowed to. That's when Tzitz Eliezer brings a right that's lach, that B'makom Oinus you could, but he has to bring a raya. He's not so sure that you could. Once Chazal say, Ain't Kiddush El B'makom Suda, so it's Papalim. You can't do it. So if you're B'makom Oinus, you can't either. There's no such Kiddush. So he brings a right. There's a Chayin of the Chaylik with him. They make Shaila's Chaylik. He says, you can't. We had a lot of people that were chaylik on him when he made the psak. All right, what's an afkamina? But look, this is l'chayru or Rabbeinu Yoina is saying. I was mamash pli when I saw the Rabbeinu Yoina. This l'chayru is Rabbeinu Yoina is saying that the minig to make kiddush in shul was even if the people are not eating there. The Gemara says that you're eating over there. The Gemara is saying that you're eating over there. So the Meila was Kiddush B'makom Suda. So the Rosh the Kum Tuchayist that if they're not eating there, it's going to be a Brachal Vatala. Kum to Ben Yoyin and say, it's not a Brachal Vatala. You can do it. Why? Because you want to chop around the Deraisa. Who says you're allowed to do that? We chop around the Deraisa. What? Because Mustafa, you wouldn't have done it, Mustafa. He's only saying why it's not a bracha l'vatala. You wouldn't have been misakin l'chatchila for that. Why do it? Chayes, I don't know. Yeah,
I think I've done that with Vayechula. I mean, there are other places you can be yotzi the deraisa without a suda in other ways besides.
Well, that's a big problem over anyway because you're yotzi in davening. That's a big shaila whether you're yotzi in davening. That's a big shot. There's a lot of discussion about this Rabbeinu Yoina and this Rosh, why you weren't Yaitza with davening. If maybe you weren't Mechavit to be Yaitza with davening.
Rabbeinu Yoina is also the Makom Hainus, saying it's for people that.
Well, that's what I said. Maybe Rabbeinu Yoina holds it to Hainus. Maybe he does. But if so, he has a clearer raya than the Tzitzili has. He doesn't have to go Kuich to Tzlachim Psachim. Okay, so over here the Rosh is Chaylik. The Rosh holds. This is where the Rosh is Chaylik Rabbeinu Yoina, and he says the whole Yisoid is not true. The Igra Akidush. So Rabbeinu Yoina says, and that's the way we hold that it's really only a din derabanan, but midiraisa kiddush is afilu shalei b'makom suda. So then he says, v'hadu kamrein kiddush shalei b'makom suda. The Rosh comes and he says that which the Gemara says ain't kiddush el b'makom suda. It's not mashma like Rabbeinu Yoina that it's a shaila of only a din derabanan. The mashma she'ain a kiddush klal. It's mashma when it says ain't kiddush el b'makom suda. It's mashma that it's not kiddush at all. The chayin. Had Amar Rabba over kiddusha dahach alein af kisu. Where Rabba said you better eat before you go to your house, because in your house it's going to be dark if you learn the Gemara, and you're going to go to sleep, or you're not going to eat, so you're not going to be yotze kiddush there, because it won't be kiddush b'makom suda. And here by my house you weren't yotze, so you didn't eat, because you didn't eat, so you made him eat. But he said, if you don't eat, you lay naf kisu. So the Rosh, that's a raya that you're not yotze b'chlal. So the Michas Chinuch is matmi on this Rosh. He's matmi on this Rosh. What do you mean? What kind of raya is this? Is the din of kiddush b'makom suda is the raya? So of course you're not yotze. The Rosh that you're not yotze means that you're mechuyav to do it over again. If you davened and you forgot to say yalav yover, you weren't yaitza, you have to daven again. The din deraisa tefillah, you're yaitza, because Chazal were misaking that you have to do b'chiyai gavna. You said b'chasam ozun. right? You said Birchas HaMazon. If you didn't say Ritzei on Shabbos, you were not Yotze. Lo Yidav Kisu. Does that mean to say that Birchas HaMazon with the Nusach that we say is a Deraisa? There's a Din Deraisa that you have to bet you were Yotze the Din Deraisa. Chazal were Kevei that you have to say it like this. So the Birchas Chinuch is Batzmi on this Rush. What's the Rush saying? The Rush is bringing a Raya that Kiddush B'Makom Sud, there has to be a Deraisa, because he said if you don't have Kiddush B'Makom Sud, Lo Yidav Kisu. Lo Yidav Kisu means you're going to do it again, because there's a Din Derabana. Now, Lamaisa, there is a sugya and a taisvis in Sukkah, which I don't want to get into tonight because it's a plea of dikashita. You know, we all have to get used to the concept the chazal could be oikir adin deraisa b'sheval tasa. There's a mitzvah to blow shayfer and take luvin hashabbos. They say sheval tasa, you're not going to. But if I did a mitzvah deraisa to say that I wasn't yaitzah, that's a very shver zach to say. But in the machlekes b'shamay b'silel in Sukkah, someone was sitting, so Beishameh hold that if you sit in the Sukkah with your table outside of the Sukkah, there's a gzeira, the Shema Yumashachach Shukhanah. So if you have the table partially in the Sukkah, partially out of the Sukkah, you might come to eat out of the Sukkah because you're sitting around the table, you'll forget. So the Gemara says, I forgot, well, he says, Lo Yotza, in Keda Sisa, Lo Yotza, you never will become them, it's a Sukkah. So Taisa says, that means Afil Midiraisa. So there are a chayin and a lirbshat and toises that somehow the chachamim were able to be oikir mamish the din deraisa. So mameila, according to that toises, the rosh vayter hot nishkeraya. The nichas chinuch tain is on the rosh. That the fact that it says over here in the Gemara that if you made kiddush aloy b'makom suda loy nafkisu, that's a raya that you weren't yoytze b'chlal midiraisa. So that's a raya that the din kiddush b'makom suda is a din deraisa. So first of all, the nichas chinuch asks, that's not so. Loy nafkisu could mean you weren't yoytze midirabana. But I'm saying according to the Shita Sataisis and Sukkah that says that the chachamim could make it that even when they make it din derabana, somehow they could make it that if you don't do it like them, you're not yoytze the din deraisa. So you can learn like that over here also. Think about it. It's a very shvera rush. But I'll combine it, the rush holds that Kiddush B'Makom Sud is a deraisa, and as I told you, there's no makor for it, because we only have a pasuk in Yeshaya, and I happened to come across in the Shurim when they were writing down Rav Eliyashiv Shurim, he must have said it would be Allah Halam Moshe Mesinai. So now Lamaisa, we have a shayla about our minig nowadays in some shuls to make Kiddush, even though there's no one who's eating a shul. How in the world could you do that? How could you do that? How do you make kiddush when there's no earth, there's nobody eating? So we don't hold like Rabbi Nissen that you can have a mind to go home. They give it to a cotton. According to that minute, they give it to a cotton. So how in the world could you do that? Now we do have. So therefore, what? What's the meaning? It's Shalei Libid Hilchasa. Okay, so there's a lot of raid at trying to explain this minig. You know, we do have a few other minhagim that the tam of the minig doesn't apply anymore, but it's not quite the same. So Rabbi Yashiv actually brings some of them, like Chazar Sashatz. No one who comes to shul nowadays doesn't know how to daven. If you're coming to shul, you know how to daven. Those days, nobody knew how to daven. They didn't have a siri. You had to have a chazar sashatz. But nowadays, if you're coming to shul, you know how to daven. So what are we paying chazar sashatz for? But we still do it because the chachamim made it a kada. So maybe you should defend this minig and say, because there used to be archim in the shul that it was kiddush b'makom suda, so now we still do it also. So what? He brings Berachos Ben Shev also, the same thing. So Yashiv says over there, it's different because you can't say for sure that there's nobody who's going to be late, and you can't say for sure there's not going to be anyone. The Takan is not irrelevant. But if you made Kiddush only B'makom Suda, because you have to be Mitzi Orcham, and there are no Orcham, and no one's eating a shul, it's Mamashnat Negeya. So anyway, there are a lot of Poiskim that try to defend the minig of making Kiddush a shul, and Rabbi Yashiv says, the whole Machlekes HaPoiskim is only whether or not you should continue the minig if you had it. But if there never was such a minig, you shouldn't start it. He says, Kler Devurim. So he said, the Ashkenazi Shiit that come to Yerushalayim, as they're Shalay al Pidin Isaac, they shouldn't be making Kiddush in the Shuls, because in Yerushalayim there never was such a minig. And the minig amakum, this Kler goes to the minig amakum. So if there's no such minig, we all together Kiddush amakum, so you should never start the minig in the first place. It's interesting that we got away with this minig that nobody understands to light the Chanukah lecht in the Shul, because what's that? I mean, you don't have a house. So it's still some persubinis, well, but you can't make persubinis wherever you want. If you do, you know, you're so influenced by people who are driving around with windows on their cars that you really think that you could do that. I mean, if you buy a billboard and you put a menorah on it, you can't make a bracha on that. Chazal and Misakin that you have to make it in your house. You can't make it if you don't have a house. You can't make a person who goes away, he doesn't have a house. The God says sugya, you go, you look, you can't sleep on the beach and light Chanukah lecht. You can't. So mechtes, you can put it in the besmedish. There's a very hard minig to fanfare. Right, everyone has that minig, right. Okay, so everyone has that minig. We try to say pshat them in that minig. But Rabbi Yasha says that vibat we pask in that ain't kiddush el b'makom suda, and there has to be some, and the Rosh holds it's a deraisa, and others hold a kapotimus midrabonim, that you don't have a right to etzim to do it. And if you have a minig, maybe we can defend it, but to start as a minig, that you shouldn't do b'shum ha'ifin. To start as a shit, what? Well, that's a machlekes agoinim. We hold that you have to have pas. You saw places of Daf Kuf Aleph. But there's a shitas agoinim that holds if you drink a revius of wine. Okay, but that's a machlekes. There's a three-way machlekes with that shitas agoinim. One shot the shitas agoinim is that you could drink the revius that you're drinking for kiddush, you could use for the suda. Then there's another sheet of the shitas agoinim is that you have to drink two revius. You can drink a revius for kiddush and you have to drink on top of it another revius for the suda, and a third sheet in the garden is you have to actually drink it in another cup. You can't drink it in the same cup. You have to make kiddush one cup and then drink a revius wine. But it's a big cooler to be serving on the sheet of the garden. It's a very big kiddush because the Gemara says that wine is sayed. The wine is we never find it, but they wanted to be serving. But I'm not sure if that's a Friday night. I think the sheet of the garden, I don't remember clearly be sure. I think the sheet of the garden that we were making, like some people, the Bechaber only brings the Shidus Agoyim in the morning, so that could be this. The Rishonim, you're not going to, you know, they don't bring it. The Shidus Agoyim is brought over there. That the wine itself could be a suda. Yeah, the wine itself. But you want there should be a suda, right?
It would be better for a gadol to bring it.
What?
In that case,
it's
better for a
gadol
to bring it.
Right. I mean, if you have a brisid show. I mean, now that just before we start, if you have a bris shul, Yeshua, if you have a bris shul, you know, it's mavur in the sugi over here that if it's mavur in the Rashbam, that if you hold a kiddush over makom sudi, you can't drink the wine. In Shmuel, the Rashbam says, if you hold a kiddush over makom sudi and you're being mighty someone, you can't drink the wine because you're not judged with this kiddush, even if you're being mighty someone else, and you're not allowed to drink wine before kiddush. So how are you allowed to make a boy pray gofen by a bris? A Shabbos morning. So the place can say, so there's two eights. Either you have a piece of cake there, and right away you eat the piece of cake, or you can be serving on the sheet of Sagaida, but you have to have in mind when you do it that you want to drink an extra revius wine. It should be with Makom Suda. But if I remember correctly, the sheet of Sagaida is only by day, but at night we're not saying Mechanet. At night it's more Machber. Okay, Rabbi Sishkoich.